This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. It's been 20 years since voters approved tax funding for an initial rail line from Denver to Longmont. The project has been plagued with funding issues. Now a new plan for the long-awaited Northwest commuter line would help tap into federal money by combining two train proposals. CPR's Dan Boyce explains the partnership between RTD, CDOT, and the Front Range Passenger Rail District could recategorize the old proposed commuter line to an intercity passenger rail service.
Now, the Front Range Passenger Rail District believes if they extend that service up to Fort Collins, the train would be eligible for expanded federal funding. The new route is part of a report that's exploring ways to accelerate the implementation of the train.
The Front Range Passenger Rail Network could eventually run from Fort Collins all the way to Trinidad. A handful of individuals are vying to fill the vacant at-large seat on Pueblo City Council. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
The sitting council is tasked with appointing someone to fill the seat left open when the new mayor took office. They've narrowed a large group of applicants to six potential candidates, including people who are active in the community and others who have previously run for city office. Council is interviewing them during a special meeting and is expected to make the choice this evening. That person will be sworn in on Monday and will hold office through next year. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The former Aurora police officer convicted in Elijah McClain's death has filed an appeal. Randy Rodima was found guilty of negligent homicide and third-degree assault. This is CPR News.